Happy Sunday to you and welcome to this week's installment of Simplistic Sundays, where I aim to help you have a more calmer and stress-free week by bringing you some tips or guidance to help you throughout your week. So today I have four small questions that will actually get you to look at what you can do and what actions you can take that may help your week be a little bit more calmer and stress-free. So the first one is to look at your sleep. What one small thing can you do to improve your sleep this week? It might be not using your phone or tablet in bed, getting to bed a little bit earlier if you watch TV maybe late at night, going an hour earlier, or setting up a new bedtime routine. So winding down, some people like to go out for a quick walk before they go to bed and it helps them sleep, maybe even have a bath. For some people who have kids, they might be coming into the bedroom, or if they're younger, they might be waking you up throughout the night. So trying to find a little bit of a better bedtime routine for yourself that could guarantee some quality sleep, even if it's in spurts or small periods of time. Your sleep is really important for your hormone balance and also to make sure your energy is in a good place. So definitely have a look at this week what you could do. Just one small thing to improve that. The next thing then is, what one small thing can you do to watch your thoughts this week? So of course, when we're going through our normal day-to-day stresses, our mind can get very full and it can be very hard to even know what's going on. So what we can end up doing is maybe there can be a buildup of stress and we don't even realize it, or just a buildup of negative thoughts because of stress or just because of every day-to-day things. So one thing you could do is write down what's stressing you. One thing that could be helpful is on your phone, you might have a memo pad where you can actually type into it. You might actually have a physical journal in your bag and write down what's stressing you out and get it out of your system. The next thing is checking in with how you're feeling. You can even write that down, or asking yourself what's bothering you. Don't let the stress multiply and get compounded and compacted over the course of this week, and try to check in with yourself once a day if possible. The next thing is, what one small thing can you then do to de-stress? So all of the above of what we talked about there, but also more practical things that are going to help the body to relax. So meditating for 5 minutes a day. There are plenty of meditations in the teachings you could use to help you with that. Simple breathing exercises like we did in yesterday's meditation. Practice mindfulness, or just even sit still with your eyes closed wherever you are and just concentrate on your breathing. And finally, what one small thing can you do to bring some fun or joy into your life this week? So maybe that's meeting a really positive friend who makes you feel uplifted, or somebody you haven't been in touch with for a while, have a phone call with them, somebody that's going to make you feel good, and vice versa. Watch something funny or listen to something funny, turn off the news a little bit and have your space and your energy around you not be as negative. You might want to do something like a class or a course, or even get out for a walk, but something that feels good to you that you don't do enough of, try and do it this week. So they're just four small things for the week ahead. So your sleep, watching your thoughts, de-stressing, and bringing in some fun. And I hope you get to do one of each of those things over the course of the week. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow with a brand new theme for the week and video to explain that. Have a great day.